bobbers. Yeah. Well, hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the Rigorous Podcast. I'm Angelo Lozada. We're rocking it out with Shannon, producer extraordinaire, and of course, the queen of this, the reason why we're here, Maurisa.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, mama?
You don't need to say Angelo anymore. Everybody knows you as Grandpops Lozada at this point.
So, yeah, so Grandpops Lozada, I shouldn't say Angelo.
You don't have to say Angelo. I say Angelo all episode. Angelo, Angelo.
That's true.
Just say, what's up, it's Grandpops Lozada. I'm here.
Yeah, I just figured, like, you know, just to make it official. Like it's here.
Okay, you could do that.
Yeah.
But I thought we was past first name basis and shit.
Well, you and I
thought we was on to cute names. We have cute names for each other, don't you think, Shannon? Like
cute
Teddy Bear.
Okay.
Like Grandpops.
Shanny.
Shanny.
Like can I call Shanny. You Shanny?
Yeah, not Mama, though.
Not Mama, yeah. Oh. We got another comment about the mommy. They don't like that shit, Angelo.
Shannon just went right in.
She went right in. She getting comfortable now. She throwing quips out there. She getting comfortable in that seat.
All right, so for people who don't know, there's another comment that doesn't like me calling the queen, Maurisa, mommy or mama. And that's just what we do. This is just how... I'm affectionate. You know what I mean? I'm affectionate with her. She's affectionate with me.
Let me tell you, that is one of the weirdest. This is one of definitely the weirdest criticisms I have ever heard online.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because these three people, I don't know if they had a conversation before, but they are starting a hate group against Angelo Lozada. They're trying to get you out of there. They want this shit to be like... They want this episode to start like this. Hey, this is Shannon and Maurisa. That's how they want that shit to start. They want this shit to sound like a mouse squeaking.
Yeah.
That's it. They want to hear mouse squeaks.
And they
don't like the bass in your voice, Angelo.
Is that what it is?
They don't like that bass in that voice.
And the thing is that the person who said he didn't like mommy or mama, he said that's not rigorous. And that kind of... I'm trying not to get offended, but that's kind
of
bugged out.
This, like, really bent you out of shape.
Kind of. Because mommy,
how
mama,
many airplane-sized scotches did you have before you got here?
I had two.
What did they call them shits?
Nips.
How many nips you had,
I had
Grandpa?
Two nips.
Two
ma,
nips
you
to get over the shit.
Ma, two nips per podcast. You know that's how I do.
I said.
But, they, you know, if you tell us or you tell me that's not rigorous, that's insane to me because... I am your student, and who knows rigorosity better than...
You are rigorous.
I
would call you old rigorosity, like old money. Like, I'm new rigorosity, you're old rigorosity.
That's why we blend the way
that's
we do.
It. Your rigorosity is on some wealth shit.
There you
I'm
go.
On some new money and shit.
That's okay.
I'm just like an athlete who just got his second contract on my rigorosity.
Good job.
I'm telling you, I learned my rigorosity from you. I tell you, you're a community college professor.
That's,
that's why I hang out with you for that Wall Street Journal shit.
And I learned my...
I never even asked if you read the Wall Street Journal. As soon as I met you, I just assumed because of the size of those glasses and that your hair is always like that, that you definitely be reading the Wall Street Journal on that candle.
And
that's why I'm with you, Angelo.
And you never asked me.
I never even asked that shit. I just assumed that shit. I judge a book by its cover.
So,
that's it.
So why don't you ask me?
Do you read the Wall Street Journal?
I do.
Absolutely. That's it. That would be a waste of glasses if you didn't. You be walking around like that's like seeing a tall person and saying you don't play basketball. Well, that's a waste of height. That'd be a waste of a face. If you was born with them big eyes and them glasses, you did not read the candle.
I do. I read right, the what?
The candle.
What's the?
You don't be reading the Wall Street Journal on that candle?
No, I actually buy the Wall Street Journal.
Because you're old school.
Oh, the candle.
You don't understand the electronics, right?
No, I don't.
When you turn that shit on, you put your glasses down here, trying to figure it out.
Exactly.
What's this button here?
I smoke a pipe while I read the Wall Street. I do this right here.
Got that legal pad. Look at that. That's 1976 legal pad. Look like he's taking note in the movie Working Girl with Melanie Griffin and shit.
That's your favorite movie.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I really love Melanie Griffin.
That was inspiring to me when I saw it as a little girl.
Really?
Well, I wasn't a little girl yet when I saw it.
You were always a little
girl. Inside, I was a little girl.
That's what I'm saying.
And when I first saw that shit, that was very inspiring. That should be very inspiring to Shannon, too, like I told you.
Did that inspire you, Shannon?
Yeah, because that bitch was she was just a secretary, but she had big ideas.
Right.
She had big ideas.
Right.
And she was going across the Staten Island Ferry.
Every day.
And she had her Reeboks on, and she put on her heels and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she went in there. Nobody was taking her seriously because she had an accent. Big deal. That bitch had big ideas.
Okay.
And she went in and changed the world.
But remind me.
You could change the world from Staten Island.
Well,
if you dream big enough.
You hear that, Shannon? Staten Island girl. You hear that?
That is inspiring.
Absolutely. That shit is inspiring.
What was the idea? What was the idea that, do you remember? Was the idea that
Harrison Ford was running the company.
Okay, Han Solo.
Just to put it in a nutshell for you.
Okay.
He was running the company.
Right.
There was about to be some crisis in the company.
Crisis.
Melanie Griffin was like, hey, listen to me. I got something to say. And everyone said, quiet, woman. Right. You're from Staten Island, first off.
You got Reeboks.
Second of all, your hair's all hair sprayed up.
Right.
Third of all, nobody's trying to listen to you because you're a woman.
Okay.
And then she bursted into that boardroom and said, listen, I'm from Staten Island and all that shit.
Right.
But boom, this is how you fix that company.
Right.
And they fixed that company.
And that's what it was.
That's it. She's a woman. Hear me what? She was panthering that shit. And she let, this is woman, let me hear me roar and shit. She came out there like a panther.
So Melanie Griffith and Working Girl was the impetus. That was the beginning of you. That was the beginning of this rigorosity. That was the beginning of this amazingness.
I think you could put it that way, Angelo.
Yeah,
that was one of my forming moments and shit.
That's very formative.
That's
what I love about this. We get to know, we get to learn as we go. So we're having a great time here, me and the queen, Shannon. And we have a guest. We have a
Holy
special
shit.
Guest.
Wait, you got to say the first guest. That's quite an honor.
That is an honor. You
Holy
are
shit.
The first guest. The first guest on the Rigorous Podcast.
Can I just say holy shit?
You can.
Because for the first guest, we got somebody who's not too hard to look at, Shannon.
Okay.
Holy shit.
He's easy on the eyes.
He's very easy on the eyes right here.
Okay.
Holy shit, that's it.
Thank you.
So we got our guy, Chris DiStefano. He's
Boom.
In the building.
What up, cuz?
What's up, Papa? How are you, bro?
Good, man. Angelo,
how you doing?
Always intros shit like he's at Showtime at the Apollo. Well. Like there's an audience. We got Chris DiStefano in the building. Like there was about to be air horns and claps.
But you don't understand. In my head, I hear air horns
because there's
claps.
A party going on in your head.
In your head at all times.
He was brought up on hip hop in the Bronx.
In the Bronx, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what his mother used to play to calm him down when he was crying.
That was his alarm to wake up.
He didn't even have a crib. He used to sleep on a cardboard box on the concrete.
Yeah.
And she would spin him like that. And little baby Adidas with fat laces.
Yeah, breakdancing.
That's right.
Yeah. You know me so well, Mama.
I do know you very well.
So, Chrissy, what's up, Papa? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. It's our first guest.
Yeah, I
appreciate it.
It's an honor for you to be here.
Yeah, man. Man, I'm that white guy.
You look like a cop and shit.
Yeah. I know.
Holy shit, you look like an undercover cop with
A lot of my friends are cops or criminals.
That's classy, though. So
there's no in-between.
Cop or a criminal, yeah. And then
the in-between.
I do comedy, and they call me a homo for that.
That's right.
Because I'm following my dream.
That's right.
They're like, why you take it right in the ass, kid?
Well, you know, but you're
following your dream.
Stick the microphone up your butt.
You're doing good in comedy, right?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, you know what? I feel like I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I don't really even know what making it is, but I got a little baby girl now, and I can take care of her needs with my job. So in many ways, I feel like then I made it.
Because
I don't know if I'm ever going to do an arena. I don't know that I even care.
Yeah.
But I know that I could pay for my kid right now, so
that's
that it. I feel good.
Shannon,
arena's not the goal.
Hold up a second. Can I talk to the girls in the room for a second?
I'm sorry, baby.
Shannon.
Yeah.
How cute was that shirt?
That was adorable.
When he was talking about taking care of his baby girl and shirt.
You like that?
I'll take care of you too, Shannon.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
Shannon, you know what? Shannon told me about Chris DiStefano.
Oh, really?
She told me.
What do you mean?
She just likes that she's like, you know, he reminds me of a lot of the guys that I grew up with. She grew up in Bensonhurst.
Right.
Shannon. She made it all the way to Staten Island.
Some mafia guys over there.
Yeah, but she made it to Staten Island.
Wow.
That's the Italian West, Justin, right there.
Yeah.
She living the dream right there. She's the new working girl.
Over the bridge, yeah.
And she said she loves Chris DiStefano because he reminds her of all the guys that she grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very comforting for her to hear his accent. Right, Shannon?
Yeah.
Is that
Yeah, true.
Okay. I sound like a human mozzarella stick. That's good for you?
My favorite.
He sound almost like a grandmother from Queens and shit with that
like
accent.
A human Zeppeli.
Yeah.
You're from Queens, right?
I'm from Queens, Brooklyn borderline, yeah. I grew up in Ridgewood, Bushwick.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a real New Yorker.
Real New Yorker. My mother owns the house I grew up in. She's sitting on a couple of mil right now.
Because holy shit.
Those hipsters want that. They want that house. It's right by the L train. They want that fucking house.
They want the house.
They want that house.
I want the house.
Yeah.
So
I want to move
for?
In the house
what
with
you.
Because she's leaving it. She's leaving it to me. Now that I got a kid, she's like, I'm not going to sell this. I'm going to, we're going to keep this as an investment for you. Because it's not even that nice of a house. It's a normal looking house. But these hipsters came in. They want to, there's a flea market that they put up right up the street for me. That's big ass money right now. The Hasidic Jews are coming around, offer my mother straight cash, $2 million in cash for the crib.
She needs to.
She won't give
shit.
It up. She's giving it. She was like, I want to leave this to you, just in case you and my granddaughter need a spot. You always got this spot.
And I give you a week. She's going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Within a week.
If she passes her shit to me, I'm out. I'm on a trip to the south of France.
You're
we out
sell
here.
It. You're
yeah,
sell
me
it.
And my daughter going to Disney
so
World for a year.
So you said you and your daughter. Where's the other person in that equation?
The baby mama?
The mama.
You got a baby mama?
Yeah. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful person. She's like you said, she's a very sexy person.
She's sexy?
Puerto Rican, just like you.
She's Puerto Rican?
Yeah, Puerto Rican.
So you got a thing for Puerto Rican chicks.
I love the Puerto Rican girls.
That's right.
She's from Sunset Park, 4th Avenue.
Said.
Real deal Latina.
So your kid must be rigorous and shit.
My kid has got attitude.
What's your kid's name?
Delilah.
Delilah. That's a cute name.
Yeah.
Right,
I love that name.
Delilah.
Angelo's got a little boy too. He's 47, that kid. Yeah. Angelo's son 47.
Oh wow. Yeah.
His son can't be his son is available to babysit your daughter. Holy shit, that's it.
Yeah. My son Martique. He's a beautiful boy. He's 24.
Beautiful boy, 24.
They grow. Wow. He's 24.
About 6'5". When he's walking, six. He looks like he Angelo's father.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I think does. I met him once. Yeah, I think I met your son once.
And he's well-mannered too, that kid. That kid is nice.
He's a nice kid.
His father's a good man who reads the Wall Street Journal.
That's it.
Got big glasses.
How old is Delilah?
Delilah's 2.5 years old.
Wow, it's 2.5 already.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God, that's beautiful, man.
May of 2015, she was born.
So she's got attitude, man?
She got
mommy attitude?
Mommy attitude already. She told me while we were driving in the car last week, and I was saying, Delilah, she keeps taking her seatbelt off. And I'm like, you got to keep your seatbelt on. I'm going to pull this car, but keep your seatbelt on. And she said, Daddy, eat a dick.
She told you to eat a dick?
Eat a dick.
Where did she learn that?
I don't know. I pulled the car because I also have a stepson.
Was she listening to Angelo Lozado's CD?
No.
How did she hear that shit?
Her older brother.
That's his closer.
Her older brother said it.
Her older brother said it. She heard it from him.
She heard it from him. And she told me to eat a dick. And then I had to yell at her. And she cried. And then I felt bad.
Yeah, see, that's
bad. Yeah.
How old is the stepbrother? How old is the
7 years old.
It's not stepbrother.
It's her brother. It's my stepson. It's her half brother.
Okay.
But you know, I'm
not a half brother, half sister. That's her brother.
It's her brother, and especially when it's coming, both children come from the mom.
Yeah.
They're going to be together
especially.
Forever. If both children came from the dad, mm-hmm. they may never see each other.
Right.
But if they're both, they're always going to be with mom.
Okay.
So they're going to. That's why I keep telling him, like, hey, you need to. This is your little sister. You need to. You know. Fucking protect her.
Absolutely. Not teach her to tell people to eat a dick.
And then he tells me to eat a dick.
He told me
to eat a dick. He's 7.
He said, you don't say eat a dick. He said, you know what? You eat a dick.
You know what?
Everybody eats a dick.
You know what I kind of like about him, though? Is because, you know, as a step parent, it's hard to take discipline. I'm not his dad.
Right.
And there's been times where I'm like, yo, you're not watching TV anymore. And he'll take a swing at my balls. Like, he'll take an actual
That's
swing.
Hilarious.
But I like that because I'm like, yo, if he's swinging on me, he'll swing on somebody that fucks with my daughter.
He's going to
protect
his little
sister. So I kind of. I do tell his pops, like, hey, your son took a swing at my balls. And he's like, all right, I'll reprimand him. But secretly, I'm like, I kind of like that he does that.
Yeah.
And I don't want him to lose that.
I bet you he secretly likes it too. Like, yo, son, take another swing at his balls.
Yeah.
Say
he probably told him to do it.
He
probably taught him how to do it.
Yeah.
He probably put him in Krav Maga classes to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So we're here with Chris. Stefano, we got Maurice, we got Shannon in the building. We got so many things to talk about. It's like the news is always. But let's start with the Yankees, mama.
Woo!
Let's start with the Yankees.
You know,
baby.
I'm a big Yankee fan, Angelo.
Yeah, you're not
Chris.
A Met fan.
I love the Yankees.
I'm down with the Yankees. Like we said, I like winners.
From the Bronx.
Yeah.
They're from the Bronx.
And let me tell you something. Joe Girardi.
Okay.
Let me just say this right now.
Go ahead.
In the game in Cleveland, how are you not going to review that call?
I know.
How are you not in New York City?
I know.
You're not. There's no excuse. You playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or whatever the fuck you playing? Tampa Bay. Nobody. I don't even. I just
the Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays.
That's what I'm trying to. That's my point.
Yeah.
I just confused the football team and a baseball team because who cares?
Right.
Nobody watching you if you're playing down there. Even if you were 16 World Championships, nobody's even paying attention to shit.
Right.
They always got a good team, but nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Right. You are the manager of the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
You are under a microscope.
Yep.
How are you not going to review that fucking play?
Yeah.
Especially when you're a former catcher and your current catcher is saying, you need to review this.
Yeah. Preach to me.
But he said, but see, that. See, here's the thing, though. Here's
Preach
the thing.
To me.
Here's what everyone's saying is the Latino players now are feeling on the Yankees that Girardi is not listening to them specifically because they're Latino and they're kind of banding against him. If you saw also last week, somebody posted a thing about Girardi needs to be fired, and Aroldis Chapman liked the picture on Instagram.
I saw that.
And it's like a little bit, and there's...
Where did you read that shit?
I saw it on... I saw it.
You sound like you're trying to start a race
that's
war.
That's what it sounds like, yo.
Did you read that on the alt-right website?
I read it on Breitbart. Breitbart.com.
Breitbart.com, he read that shit.
I've not heard that at all.
I've heard, yeah.
So you're trying to start some shit.
That Sanchez... Well, Sanchez and Chapman are like, not, you know, they're there's been a couple of instances where he's felt that he's been talked about in Spanish in the clubhouse.
That's probably going to happen no matter what.
No matter what, absolutely. But Gary Sanchez needs to relax. He's a little boy.
Yeah.
Aroldis needs to relax because he's a felon.
Yeah, exactly.
They need to relax. Joe Girardi, he made a mistake. That and taking CC out a little too early.
Please, first of all, he didn't make just a little mistake, Angelo. Taking out CC a little early is a mistake. You need to review that play.
You got it.
The Yankees should be in Houston right now.
The Yankees should be in Houston right now.
And another thing, if you're a manager of a Major League Baseball team, you know what else is a good idea?
What, mama?
Learn fucking Spanish. You need to learn. They need to teach that to anybody who wants to be a manager in the Major Leagues.
Get that Rosetta Stone
and learn Spanish and shit. You might want to add Japanese to that repertoire.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my point is that there's this human dynamic, this human element to baseball, to all sports. And he made an error, and he came back, he owned it. So if they don't move on, it is going to be his fault. I get that. But to say that he should be fired or he's a shitty manager
is the correct thing to say. I've had enough of that motherfucker.
Well, here's how I feel about it.
If we don't win this series, he gets a pass and shit.
If you don't.
If he don't win this series, he got to go. I'm sorry and shit.
Really?
That's it. That's the standard. I'm not going to hold him to any higher standard that I hold you. If you don't bring that heat every episode, I'm saying this is Angelo's last episode. He says mommy three more times, Shannon. This is going to be the Shannon and Marisa podcast. And we're going to bring in, who's our guest? Hot men every time. I don't even care if they have a job. I'm pulling up the street. So what do you do besides looking good and shit? That's right.
Come upstairs.
Who's the next guest? Chris DeStefano again. Shit. So Chris DeStefano, just talk so we can watch you on another episode of Shannon and Maurice.
I'm in. You know,
I'm not going to hold him to a lower standard than I do anybody else.
But this is
New York City.
Yeah, mommy. But there's still this like one error, one mistake that he made. Yeah, it was a shitty mistake. I get that. He should have known better, but man, come on. He's been a real good fucking manager,
man. Some people are saying that Girardi, the people inside the clubhouse are saying that he doesn't want to be the manager anymore. He's like done with New York. That's
Chris,
what people are saying.
Who the fuck are you talking to, dude? You're
Buster
coming
only.
In with,
Buster
you're coming
only.
Up with these he's, crazy
listen,
fucking
he's
theories.
He's getting this shit from Alex Jones' show.
Yeah.
This is InfoWars Sports.
This is sports.
When they throw to the InfoWars Sports broadcaster, Chrissy D starts tuning in. What is Alex Jones saying about the Yankees?
This is Alex Jones talking sports.
You are some conspiracy shit. Yes, it's a clip-on. Don't judge me. My shit got infected.
It's okay.
That's
why
I got clip-ons and shit.
Oh, okay.
But fuck it. I mean, you know, maybe enough is enough. If they don't win, they got to move on. Let them move on. Yeah. You know, I'm a Girardi dude.
They got to win. They got to get past the Cleveland, though.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, man. Cleveland is a fucking monster. They're a juggernaut.
So you think even getting it back to even the series, Girardi now secures his job?
No.
You think he would secure? What if they would have gotten swept? Would you say Girardi's got to go?
If they got swept? No. I don't think Girardi, no matter which way it goes, because they weren't supposed to be there. They weren't supposed to be there this year.
Yeah, it's a rebuilding
and he's
year.
Got right. And so he got them thinking like winners, and he's got them thinking that we can do this. That in and of itself gives him 2-3 more years.
And his contract is up. That's the big question. That's the reason why this is even being spoken about. Okay. His contract's up the end of this year.
Let's put it out there so a lot of the people listening, because we got a lot of female listeners.
Okay.
All right, even though they know I love sports and shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Let's put it so Shannon can understand this real quick. Because Shannon's listening to this going, what's going on? Yeah. I don't understand this. Shannon, what happened? Imagine Joe Girardi, imagine he got caught cheating. He got caught cheating by his wife and shit.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right now, he's living as if she said, you know what, I'm giving you a second chance. But he's under the microscope right now. He fucks up one more time, that team is out. They leaving his ass, kicking his ass out. That's for the lady. That's a translation for the ladies out there. He fucked up as if some dude got caught cheating. Imagine your husband got caught cheating and shit, but you love him and he got that good benefits and you don't want to ruin your family.
Right.
Yeah. That's what's happening with the Yankees right now.
Right.
Okay.
And if he fucks up one more time, that's it. Yeah. See you later.
Yeah.
Shannon,
welcome manager Lenny Dykstra to the team. Somebody new coming in. Mookie Wilson. Mookie. Willie Randolph. What happened to Willie Randolph?
Willie just went off. Wasn't he a bench coach or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He might be the new manager.
Well, see, that's the question is who's available? No, but there's no real good managers out there that are available. You know, like,
there's nobody better than Girardi. Everybody relax. Everybody calm down. Everybody relax.
That, but
he's
that mistake
be fine.
Was crazy. Anyway, we beat this
shit
to death.
But hold on, Shannon, did she clear it up for you?
Yeah, I got it now.
Boom, there you go. Because we're talking about, you know, just like if you make that analogy and cheating and just being, let's talk about Harvey Weinstein.
But before we do that, I'm just curious to know. It almost looks like Shannon is watching Working Girl over there. I see Melanie Griffith up there.
No, Shannon,
you putting that on your vision board? Is that your vision board up there?
I brought up the image earlier when you were talking about.
Oh, that's it. Throw it up there. Let's look at Melanie Griffith. Fuck that shit. There she goes. Look at that with that hair. That's Staten Island princess right there.
Yeah.
By the way, that's what I call you. I call you Grandpops Lazada and the Staten Island Princess, Shannon. Okay. That's it. Okay. Those are my nicknames for you two.
And you're the queen.
And I'm the queen.
Yeah.
And this is Handsome Face over here.
That's Handsome Face.
I wonder what his dick looks like, to be honest with you. Let's cut right to the close-up.
I have a nice size. I'm Italian.
Let's just shut this down. Yeah. Pull your dick out so we can shut this down. Yeah.
You think you're getting out of here without getting your dick touched? You got another thing coming.
I don't know.
I already got an exit plan with Shannon. We already worked it out. She's going to block you over there, and I'm going to pounce on that shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Get ready for that shit to get punched.
All right.
Softly.
Just like my stepson.
Affectionately.
Ever so softly.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was Melanie Griffin.
It was.
I think that Shannon's going to put that on her vision board.
Melanie Griffith?
That's right.
And by the way, I really want to take a look at your vision board, Mama, with your 27 dudes. And the next one, you better bring your vision board the next one.
Elon Musk just went to the top.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Because what he's trying to do for Puerto Rico.
That's it.
In this situation. And we're about to plan this fundraiser.
Yep.
Maybe Chris DeStefano, if you want to see him live, maybe we'll have him on and shit.
Absolutely. I would love to.
He could be the guest every week with that fucking hair and face and shit. Yeah. Cute. As fuck.
Hair,
is he not the handsomest
broad
comedian you ever seen in your life? Because he's, you know what? He's cute. Shannon. he's that guttural cute.
Yeah.
He is definitely not marriage material.
He's not cubicle cute.
He's not cubicle cute. He's not marriage material.
Right.
And he's definitely not a Christmas party hookup.
Right.
He is a jump off on the down low every week, three times a week to get that medicine type of fuck right there. He's the heroin. I need to see Chris DeStefano's dick.
That's that crystal meth
cute. Is he cute? He's guttural cute.
Like, guttural. All
right, I'm not trying to hide it. I'm going to brag about it.
I'm going to be honest with you, Mama. Like you've been pretty. You've been holding back a little bit, I feel, because it's the show. But I know how you feel.
Well, one by one, I'm going to get these comedians because they be hanging around this place. I got Giannis Pappas. You saw that picture I put on the Instagram.
I mowed
him down.
Yeah.
Touched that dick.
He chopped that down.
Yeah. He was asleep for 3 days.
Yeah.
But he's definitely not as cute as you.
So in the next, okay, so everybody's, right, so you guys know,
you're going to get it
on the next on the next podcast. We're going to check out Maurice's vision board and all 27 dudes on that vision board.
Number one, Elon Musk. What he's trying to do for Puerto Rico.
It's amazing.
Beautiful.
It is amazing. And let me ask you, Mark, we don't have a date.
We don't have a date because your fucking schedule. Shannon has given me her consistency. You're like, I'm not available from Monday to Wednesday.
No.
Oh, and I'm also not available from Thursday to Sunday. So you've been phrasing it like you have availability.
It's just that you're not listening, Mama. I'm telling you. I show you exactly when I'm available.
I'm going to let Shannon plan this shit because I can't talk to you, Angelo. Okay. We're like a married couple and shit.
All right. We'll
you take
figure
me 4 hours to text me back. You're not even responding to me.
That's not true. That's insane.
You don't even respond to me.
That's insane, baby. I respond as soon as I get it.
I don't understand your schedule. When are you available? You going with Trevor Noah somewhere?
Well, yeah. Like, I'm all over the place with Trevor
Noah. For how many weeks you're going to be gone?
Well, the week that you wanted to do it, we're taping the show in Chicago. So the following week, we're good.
Okay, as long as...
But then she couldn't do it.
You're letting Puerto Rico down. That's it. As long as we
picking South Africa over Puerto Rico.
You're just letting... Puerto Rico, that's American citizens that you're letting down over some South African kid.
So South African who wants to be American.
That's more important than your own people.
Well, you know better than that. It's not, but...
You know I'm joking.
No, I know, Mommy, but we're going to figure this out so we can do it proper. So... We're looking, but it's definitely at that club.
Let me tell you something, Chris. There's always a sense when I'm trying to plan an event with Angelo, even when we're doing shows.
Right.
There's always a sense of urgency to that show.
Yeah.
Why is that, Boo-boo?
Because we never know when we're going to be seeing him for the last time. You know what I'm saying? So,
why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because
I'm gonna be
you're going to die soon.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying that shit. I mean,
you got old.
He's like, look, he's like 67.
He looks good, though.
He does look good for 67.
He's handsome.
Thank
handsome guy.
You, brother. Thank you. Thank
it's
you.
Just yeah, a running joke on here.
Chris, how old are you, man?
33.
Damn.
Yeah. Jesus is, he's Jesus' age.
He is.
Larry yeah. Bird's jersey.
Yeah, that's a good age, people tell me. 33. Age.
Also,
yeah.
the first yeah. baseman for the Yankees. You think he made himself 33 because of Larry Bird and his
Greg
last
Bird?
Name? Yeah.
Greg Bird? I think
Greg
so.
Greg Bird is 33.
He's 33.
Bird is 33. He had a fucking monster home run the other night. I was at the game.
You were at that game, the one zip game?
I went to the game when he hit that home run, and I was sitting.
What a great game.
I was sitting in that part of the stadium, so the shit went over me. We thought it hit the lights, like Mickey Mantle.
Let me ask you a question. So you get, like, free tickets and shit?
I get free tickets, yeah. I got the connection with MLB.
So you're kind of like a celebrity, kind of?
I don't know. To some people. Some people know who I am.
Does comedian, you got good benefits? What kind of benefits do you get from the comedy
I get the benefits
union?
from SAG after, yeah.
How are those benefits? I'm a SAG after, but I don't work enough to.
See,
that's
the bullshit with it is like you get benefits after you make a certain amount of money.
Which is bullshit.
Which is bullshit. And then based off how much you make, you get better benefits.
Right.
So it's like the more money I make, the less I need to pay for shit.
That's true.
But the better benefits I'll get. So right now I'm in whatever tier it is where like I still got to pay.
Yeah.
I'm paying $450 a month or something for health insurance.
Right.
But if I was making Leonardo DiCaprio money, he's paying like $100 a month.
That's insane.
You know what I mean? It's like
and
stupid.
He doesn't need it.
And he don't need it. Because if he needs anything, he's just going to fucking go to his doctor. Don't take SAG after anyway.
That's the irony of it. You know what the ironical shit is?
What's the ironical moment?
That they don't pay for nothing. When you're Leonardo DiCaprio and you can afford
pay
it.
For shit?
They
for,
don't,
for dinners?
Dinner, nothing.
Nothing, right?
You walk into a restaurant, they just say, we just want you to be here. They send you free shit.
All that shit.
And he's the person that could afford it the most.
Everything.
Yeah. He should donate all that shit to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. How about that?
Every time somebody tries to send him a pair of new Gucci sneakers, send them shits by UPS through Amazon to Puerto Rico.
Yep.
Somebody going to get some new Gucci sneakers that was supposed to be for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
That's
it. I met Leonardo DiCaprio
Did
once.
You?
Oh, yeah. You get taken in by him.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, he's got the night. Like, he's just like, man, this guy's a fucking star.
He's
you're like nervous around him.
Yeah, he's unattainable.
Yeah, he was surrounded by models.
He's not on your vision board.
He can't be on my vision board, Angelo. He's too unattainable.
Okay.
That's like putting Jesus Christ on my vision board.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to meet Leo.
Actually, Jesus Christ is a better chance.
Better chance of meeting Jesus Christ.
What about LeBron James? Is he on your vision board?
He's too unattainable.
Too unattainable.
You need to. We talked about it before, just to give you quick. My vision board is attainable.
Okay.
So it's like, I wait for them to, like Tyrese.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Tyrese. Like
he's falling down now.
Well, in between his Fast and the Furious movies, all he does is his Facebook videos.
Right.
He's hoping when they finish a new Fast and the Furious that they're doing another one. As soon as he's done, like, we're doing another Fast and the Furious, right?
Yeah.
Because he needs that shit.
He needs
Colin
that
Farrell.
Shit.
Colin Farrell's on
my vision board.
Nice.
Yeah. J.J. Reddick.
Nice.
But he's hard. We talked about that because he's too Christian. It's hard to break up that marriage.
Right.
I'm not above it.
Right.
But it could happen.
Yeah.
Who else is on my vision board? Who else do we? Elon Musk is up there for what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
And plus, if they make a movie, we talked about
we
all
did,
this
we
shit.
Did.
But he's up.
We keep talking about the vision board, and we're gonna have your vision board. You're bringing your vision board in,
I'm
Mama.
I'm going to bring it in.
You're gonna bring it
and
in,
we
baby.
Have Shannon put that shit up.
And we're gonna go over the Maurisa vision board.
That's
so,
right.
Mama. Let's talk about some stuff. Let's start. Do you want to talk about Harvey Weinstein, or we can move on? Like, fuck that
we
dude.
We cannot talk
fuck
about Harvey
him.
Weinstein. So, what's the detail? I heard that there was some shit that Matt Damon was trying to hide an article about him that was coming out or some shit.
What do you mean? Like he's pro?
There was some reporter that was covering that way back in the day, and then Matt Damon said, don't write that article.
Really?
Yeah, because somebody was investigating
it. That's the whole problem.
This is some dirtbag shit.
He's been doing this for decades, and everyone's covering
it up. That's right. And Hollywood needs to stop being so hypocritical about everything and shit.
Yep.
You attacking all these other people that's doing shit. You attacking Trump and shit. You need to attack Harvey Weinstein the same. It's men in power.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be treating women like that. That's not right. Just because your power. And you know, if you look like that, if you got the face like, who's the dude they put in the closet in The Bronx Tale?
Oh,
they said,
what's it, the big guy?
They put that big guy in the can because they didn't want him looking at that kid when he was shooting the dice.
Oh, no, the dude with the face.
Well, you know,
anyway.
You know who I'm talking.
Oh, crumb cake
face. If your face looks like that and you got power, they should need to be investigating you every day because you know he's on some dirtbag shit.
Yeah. Right.
Because he got some major insecurities.
What if Harvey Weinstein came at you and wanted to ask pussy?
He ain't going to try nothing with me and shit.
No.
I punch him in his face. Angelo knows.
You wouldn't get him.
He's going to feel feel it.
Nah, cause he going. I can feel that creep shit.
Yeah, I'm not on that creep shit.
Yeah. I don't like those creeps. I'm from New York City. We from New York City. We got a sixth sense. We know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, we
know when shit's about to go. Yep. We're like the animals in a tornado or a tsunami.
Start walking up. Reaching for elevation.
New Yorkers know that shit. Yeah. We just feel it in the air and shit. We're like the giraffes and the birds before the tsunami comes. We're out of there. We know shit's about to go down.
Yeah, I could tell.
I said.
When you look at him, you could tell. Like, yeah, it's some creep shit.
He's a dirtbag.
I could tell you nice, you cute, you kind of, you just, you're sweet. Yeah. You're a little crazy, though. I could tell that shit.
A little
shit.
Crazy, but you know what? Yeah, see, like, the truth is, like, being from New York, I have that sense, but there's a little innocence to me that I probably would get myself locked in a room with Weinstein and then just do what he wants.
Why do you have that innocence?
Oh, that's interesting.
What's wrong?
I don't know, man. I think that...
Are you a little slow?
No, I'm not. I don't think I'm slow.
So then what's the problem?
I don't know.
You're doing very good in your career. And also, we didn't even bring up that you're a doctor. Holy shit, how classy. This is why he's on my vision board.
What do you mean?
Because he's very...
Oh, I'm on your vision board?
You are absolutely on the vision board.
Chris is
fucking absolutely
on. That's an honor.
Shannon,
Chris is on the vision board.
Put that shit on the legal pad there.
That's crazy.
Hold on. Let my legal secretary write that shit down.
I got it.
Shannon, get the white out because I think he made a mistake. And bring out the typewriter, the IBM.
Holy shit.
Absolutely, Chris DeStefano's on my vision board.
I didn't know.
He was on a show called Benders, so he's been on TV.
Right.
He was on that Groco shit,
right.
Which is classy.
He was also
He was on the MTV 2.
What was it? What's the MSG show with you with Giannis?
I host a show with Giannis Pappas.
What was the name of the show?
It was called The Bracket.
The Bracket.
We were fat on that show.
They both were blown up on that show.
Yeah, we were going through shit.
It was a chubby phase.
Yeah, they looked like they found our bodies in a river.
That's right.
The night before.
They had Stella Got a Groove Back bodies on that shit. They're gonna go binge eating ice cream.
Yeah. So you've done quite a bit of television.
You did
David Letterman.
Yep.
Yeah, I did some stuff.
His suit was a little too big for him on David Letterman.
It was ill-fitted.
That shit was off the rack.
It was ill-fitted.
It was off the rack.
Was it off the rack?
Yeah, I bought it at Joseph A. Bank in Comac, Long Island the night before.
Yeah, he's from Ridgewood. He don't know how to buy a suit.
I don't know how to buy a suit. I couldn't afford it.
Did it throw you off that you had to wear a suit that Letterman insisted on that?
Well,
because all comics have to wear.
It did in a way. Letterman, see what happened with Letterman was, is the other guest was John Travolta.
Right.
So I was so nervous that leading up to it. But then Travolta, I was going on next, and Travolta had just come off. He had just been interviewed, and he stopped me, and he was like, looking at me, and he was like, "What do you do?" And I was like, "Comedy." And then
he thought you were a grip.
Yeah.
He said, "Which camera are you monitoring?"
Yeah. He was like, "I don't. Why are the grips wearing suits over here?"
He thought it was probably a grip that was just so happy to meet Travolta that he wore a suit to that night.
Yeah.
It's like, look, there's going to be an Italian hero as the guest. I'm gonna put my best suit on.
Yeah.
It was just a DeStefano from Ridgewood who was working the camera.
So then what happened?
So then he put his hand on my chest.
Hey, yo!
Holy shit, it was crazy.
Wow.
And he was like, I can feel your heart racing. He's like, you need to calm down. And then he started massaging my chest. And it was bizarre. Dude, it was happening in front of me and my ex-girlfriend at the time. We saw this shit live in front of us.
He was getting the alien out of your chest.
Yeah.
Is that what he was doing?
He's a Scientologist. So he was like, let me take that energy. There's an alien inside your body, and I'm going to remove it with my Saturday Night Fever. Mm-hmm.
And then he told me.
That's what he did.
And then he said to me, he said, it's done. You did it already. And I said, I didn't go on yet. I said, I think you thought I went on. I didn't go on. He said, no, you did it already. I'm telling you, it's there. It's already, it's in the universe. You did it already. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy the next 5 minutes. It's done.
Holy shit.
And I was like, holy shit.
That's
and then he walked away and he said, I'm going to stay and watch you. And then I did it and it was a good set. And then as soon as I came off, I asked my ex at the time, I was like, did he watch me? She said, he left right as soon as he left right away. He walked right out.
That dirtbag is
that dirtbag.
Lied to you.
Yeah, he put that shit in your head. Yeah. Like, yo, it's gone. It's over. I'm going to watch you so he can fuck with you. And he bounced.
She said, literally, as soon as that curtain closed, he was out the door in his SUV.
He's John Travolta. He got shit to do.
Dude, he said all of that to you while rubbing your chest?
He had to go to a meeting to get clear.
Totally
so,
clear.
So Letterman was... Yeah, it was one of those experiences where I should have been more nervous, but he actually calmed me down, to be honest with you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you are really a little naive.
A little naive,
A little...
Like, he used his magic on me, and I accepted it.
You're like, I just got Xena, the warrior princess, out of my chest.
So when did you feel that... Maybe when you were in his hotel room, you realized this is kind of bullshit.
It's kind of bullshit. Well, I think.
But he calmed you.
After it was done, I just was like, man. But I'm just a weird, like, I have a look about me, but, like, you know, I'm 33 years old, I'm still scared of the dark. You know what I mean? I can't sleep with the lights off.
So Shannon, the guttural cute just got downgraded. You can't have the guttural cute and be scared of the dark.
I'm scared of the dark. Like,
that's a weird combination.
You got to be ready to fight motherfuckers in the dark for the queen.
Hell yeah.
I know.
You need to be able to protect me on the train. If I feel like I got to protect you, if I have to resort to that, the guttural cute just got downgraded, Angelo.
Like, I'm a big, like, I think there's ghosts everywhere. So I'm scared of that shit. But I'm not scared. But real people shit, like, if it gets to a fight, I'll protect you. But, like, I'm scared of the ether.
What if it's at nighttime and it's dark? Will you still protect me?
Sounds
like you're only going to protect me at 12 noon.
I'll protect you at high noon.
From 12 to 12:45.
Once the sun goes down, you're going to jump in my arms.
In the summer, I can protect you for a little bit longer. But winter months, I can't protect you.
You just got downgraded. That's
those winter hours, I can't do it.
Holy shit.
Winter months, sorry.
There's some women listening right now looking sideways like this on the train. Huh?
Yeah.
With that face, he's scared of the dark?
I know. I look like an undercover cop, but I'm scared.
Yeah, what happened? Shit.
I'm just scared. I don't know, man.
You look like a cop, period.
I look like a cop, straight up cop.
Overcover.
He
looks like a cop or a construction worker.
Yeah.
He don't look like... He got a doctorate. Did you know that? Did we talk about that?
You know what? You mentioned that.
I mentioned that shit. He's got a doctorate.
What do you mean,
that's why he's on that vision board.
What do you mean you have a doctorate?
A doctor in physical therapy. That's what I used to do before comedy. I was a physical therapist. They make you get a doctorate degree to become a therapist.
Are you Dr. Chris
DiStefano? He's Dr. Chris
DiStefano. I got a diploma that says Dr. Christopher DiStefano. I do. Yeah. My mother.
Is it a PhD? You have a PhD?
It's a clinical doctorate. Yeah, it's a PhD with a clinical doctorate.
Dude!
I'm not a doctor.
He goes right back on the vision board, mama.
Well, you know, this scared of the dark shit is throwing me a little
bit. That's not enough to kind of balance it.
It's kind of throwing me that he's scared of the dark.
Okay.
Let me just say what I'm looking at right now.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at two people, one of which has a PhD. And it doesn't look like it's him. Which is some weird shit. You barely finished high school. But you look like you went to Harvard. He looks like he went to Apex Tech. And he got a fucking PhD. This world don't make sense to me, Shannon. And Shannon's single. What is this world coming to?
That's true.
Nothing is what it seems anymore.
That's true. No. The only thing that's right is that you have a podcast, baby.
That's right.
That's it.
Because we out here.
And people are loving it. People are really loving it.
They're commenting. They're having a really good time. Three people is really not liking you.
And you know what I saw too is I saw that you, because me and Giannis Pappas, we have a thing that we do online called
the
Bay Ridge Boys. And she posted it. So thank you so much, because all
welcome.
Your fans saw it. We had a lot of people from the Bronx saying that, you know, you guys cute and shit.
How do you think it got that 60? It got like 60,000 views right now.
Yeah, because of you. So I appreciate that.
That shit.
Okay. Thank you.
Two cuties like you. Of course I'm going. I didn't even watch that shit.
It's actually.
I just looked.
It's actually funny. Sergio's in it.
Sergio Ciccone, that's my cousin and shit. Yeah. We grew up together.
Oh, really?
It's good to see that you guys gave him a little work. He needs that shit. He needs that shit.
He needs it,
By the way, listen, if you're listening to this and you want to train, I just want to plug Sergio
Let's
now.
Let's do it,
Does he have a company, this motherfucker? What does he call that shit?
Just hit him on. I think hit
him
on.
He's a very hilarious comedian, but also, he does, during the daytime, he trains people.
He actually is a trainer in the building I live in.
Yeah, he told me. He says you don't punch that hard.
I know, that was fucked up.
He trained you?
He trains me, yeah.
And so how is he?
He's great. Yeah? He's phenomenal. Yeah.
He's really good.
And
he's
great. Reasonable
good
price?
Good ass workout.
Reasonable
great price.
Yeah.
I mean, you got guys charging $200 an hour. Sergio is nothing close to that.
You just, he's like 175. Yeah, he just give you $25 an hour. Tell him Chrissy sent you.
With money.
We don't know what he charges.
Yeah, just say that's it. You get half price.
Just say that's it. You get half price. But listen, sir, if you want to learn how to box, which is really good to learn self defense, and it's one of the best workouts.
Yeah.
Go see Sergio. He's also charming as shit. He's a little slow.
Yeah.
But he's fine.
Yeah.
He's going to give you a good workout.
Yeah.
He used to work at a pet store and shit.
Yeah.
So he's come a long way.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
He has great stories.
But hit him up on fucking Twitter if you want to train.
Sergio Ciccone.
He'll train your ass. That's all.
You haven't trained.
I've trained with him.
Have you?
I know he's good. He found something that he really likes.
Yeah.
He's very funny. I'll give him that shit. Yeah. Remember, we used to bring him on the road with us.
Yeah.
And then he just couldn't fit in the budget. We put him to Florida. We made him sell t-shirts and shit. But then we just couldn't fit him in the budget. I was bringing too many people at the beginning.
Yeah, mama, giving everybody love.
Nice of you.
Yeah, that was nice. You know,
it was like at first, it was like maybe 9 people we were rolling with.
We was having a good time.
And then she just realized, because she's a businesswoman, and then she just
cut it
down.
Make some money.
It was just me and her. And
Sergio, you got to
get back to Petland.
You got to go. You got to go. Jesse Mapaluso, you got to go.
You got to go. I tried to get rid of Giannis Pappas too, but he wants to do his little stand up.
Yeah, so
he's cute.
And he's not bad. He's not bad.
He's not bad.
Giannis is good. I like Giannis.
He's not right. He's like, sometimes he get a little too wordy and shit, try to get too serious. I'm like, are you a comedian? Or is it supposed to be Charlie Rose?
Yeah.
Get to the jokes.
Yeah.
Get to the, nobody trying to follow you to listen to your opinions and shit.
Yeah, he's a little obsessed with feet.
He's a little obsessed. Yeah, he's got like a little foot.
It's a little creepy with the feet.
That's why me and him can never work and shit, because I can watch this covered up. That's not my area.
Yeah.
That's not, what's your body look like? Naked.
Naked? It doesn't look good.
Let's get to the
real
question.
Look good. Nah,
get to the point.
I look good in shirts and stuff, but when I take off my shirt, nah, it's not. It's a little flabby. I got my tits look like anteaters.
But you're wearing but it looks good in that jersey.
Well, that's because I wear these baseball jerseys. It hides it well. That's how I do.
That's the Angelo Lozada trick right there.
We could do it with a shirt.
He wears a bowling shirt, but his body's like built like Ice Cube, the rapper. Soft and doughy and shit.
Yeah.
Doughboy.
Doughboy.
You know, Ice Cube boys wear those oversized shirts?
Yeah.
That's because that body is doughy.
That body's doughy. That's like me a little bit. Yeah.
You got to know your lane. You got to know your lane.
By the way, nice bowling shirt today.
You like this bowling shirt?
That is some fucking...
It's a linen bowling
shirt. That's some Miami linen shit right there.
Yeah.
That's it. You about to go to Cuban Lanes down there in Biscayne and bowl some shit. He loves bowling shirts.
Yeah. It looks good in the nose. His look.
That's his look, and it works.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, it works. It works for him.
You should have seen on the other episode, he was trying to deny that he wears bowling shirts, and he went, Shannon. He went to Shannon. Like he do. Mommy. Mommy. Shannon.
Yeah.
Your mommy. He always say mommy too much. Mommy, do I look like I wear? And she goes, yeah, you always wear bowling shirts. And he said, oh, okay, I guess I do.
Which is interesting, because I don't own not one bowling shirt, so I make shirts look like bowling shirts.
What
the fuck does that say about me?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
It means you shop at TJ Maxx and shit.
That's what it is, you get it at Land's End.
Your shirts...
Maybe that's it.
Your shirts are polyester. Big
maybe
deal.
That's it. Yeah.
Big deal.
But it fits him, though. I like it.
They smell like...
He's got room to move. He's got room to move.
You know what I mean? Like range of motion.
Just in case he needs to break dance. He's from the Bronx.
Exactly.
That's what it is. You need the range of motion if
you put your shirts in the dryer, it smells like burning rubber. Big deal.
That's it.
Big deal. It's polyester. Big deal.
Listen, we've had a great time.
I had a good time. I come back
Chrissy,
anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It looks like you're going to be here every episode.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's
taking over.
If Shannon has her way.
Yeah.
Shannon, what do you think about
Chris? She sent me a 14-paragraph email about how excited she was. And then we was on the phone this morning. She was doing her makeup just to make sure she looked good. And she asked me for my eyelash bitch's name. And then said, let me know next time Chris DeStefano going to be here. So I'm going to make sure I get my fake lashes from your girl in Staten Island and shit. I'm going to give her the number, too. She got Sarah Jessica Parker's card.
Yeah, she does.
She's
that's what
very
I heard.
Rigorous.
Yeah,
she does that shit. She takes a couple of hours to do it, but she got Sarah Jessica Parker got her card.
That's it.
She gave her card.
Yeah.
So she's doing very good.
Yeah.
I mean, if Sarah Jessica Parker has your card, that means you're good.
You doing it? Yeah.
Yeah. You're rigorous.
So Shannon, what do you think? What do you think about? We haven't spoken to you because we had Chrissy here. What do you think, Chris? Chris was a great guest.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like that I didn't get to speak as much because he was here.
Right.
But we can have him back another time.
But you got to look at him on that screen.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Even Steven is shit. You didn't get to speak much, but you got to stare at that fucking. Pray right over here.
So this was a lot of fun. Chrissy, thank you for coming through, my man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All the best to you, man.
Appreciate it.
Shannon, thank you, Boo Boo.
You're not going to let him give his plugs?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's the whole reason he's here.
Yeah.
He knows millions and millions of people are listening to this.
Well, plug it out.
ChrisDComedy.com. ChrisDComedy on all social media. And check out Bay Ridge Boys.
Oh, that's, it's on my Facebook page. Check that shit out.
Check out just hashtag Bay Ridge Boys. You'll
find
us.
Good luck with you into that, and that cutie. Good luck with
you. Were you just at Gotham?
I was just at Gotham.
At this past weekend?
Yeah.
How was that? Rocked
it was great.
Out?
Yeah. Gotham, it was great. Giannis Papas actually came through.
Did he?
To support me. Yeah, he's a nice guy. Yeah.
He came through to that?
Giannis Papas came, yeah.
You guys are really good friends or shit?
We're good friends, yeah. He was mad that I was wearing a baseball jersey on the weekend. He's told me that's dirtbag. Yeah. So
what does he know is shit?
I know.
No, but I kind of agree.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. I told him he's wearing a size medium.
Hold
up
a second.
Republic.
Hold up a second.
Put on a shirt, man.
Yeah.
What are you getting mad at?
No, I'm not mad at
you. Have your style, he has his.
That's it.
That's like people attacking me for wearing the same shit. I got 16 pairs of these shirts. Yeah. This is my style.
That's what you do.
Shannon's hair's pink. Let people be who they're going to be.
All right,
what are you, the right wing now?
You're right.
You want people to not be who they want to be? Let him wear what he wants.
Sometimes you just got to call a dude out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By my coattails, and you're absolutely right.
He's bought.
You want baseball jerseys?
That's
on
what
stage?
I wear.
That's it.
That's what I wear.
My bad.
And Giannis wears
Banana
Republic.
That's classy for somebody from Ridgewood. Listen, he bought one suit in his entire life,
and it was ill-fitting.
And when they told him he needed to wear a suit on Letterman, he went into Models. He went to Modell's. He went to Modell's and started looking for Fila suit. And they said, no, we mean a real suit. Like the suit you need to go, when you go to court, you need to get one of those. He's from one of those neighborhoods where he thinks you need to get a suit for court.
Yeah, that's it.
He doubled weight. I thought I was going to let him into B2D. Yes, you need a suit for that too.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So take it easy on him. This is a big step up from him.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. My apologies, brother.
No, it's all good.
But the weekend was great.
The weekend was great, man. It was fantastic. Fun time. It's a great club.
Good job.
Yeah.
Gotham is the best, man. And hopefully we'll be there, right? We'll be there rocking it out.
We're trying to plan this fundraiser right now. All the proceeds going to be to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be me, Shannon, Angelo. We're going to have a couple of guests. Mm-hmm. Maybe Christy D if he's available.
Hey, you know, I know Fat Joe. Maybe I bring Fat Joe.
Fat Joe down, bring him down.
Yeah, if he's available.
If he's available, tell him to come.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Sal Vacano too. He don't even know. I'm just going to announce him.
Impractical
Joe.
Yeah, he's a big
cute. He's cute, like,
He's not guttural.
He's not guttural cute.
He's not Chrissy D cute.
No, he's like you give
up. He got money. Sal got money.
What if he fucks with the dark, though?
If he fuck with the dark, he immediately over. I mean, that's a real downslide.
Yeah.
You like Greece's economy right now. Your shit just fell apart.
You're down, yeah.
Holy shit. I was looking at you like you was the cutest shit. You broke my heart with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You faded the dark?
No, I'm afraid of the dark.
Go to therapy because you're ruining a very good thing.
I know, I'm afraid of the dark.
You're ruining a very good thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you at the next Rigorous Podcast. Here we are, Shannon, me, my man Chrissy D, and the Queen. Mommy, you want to leave him with something?
That's it. Stay classy, everybody.
Peace.